On the 12th day of Drunksmith, my true love gave to me 12 flying spiders, 11 oven fires, 10 skulls a cracking, 9 Owens wowing, 8 sassy cats, 7 wiki edits, 6 flames a throwing, 5 Teslas in space,
4 weeks of sober, 3 Wakandas forever, you got 2 episodes,
not additions,
and a 1 sentence story from
Tom.
That was our best one yet, everybody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 12th day of the 12 days of Drunksmith.
The last days of Drunksmith.
Brought to you by the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I am Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. We, for the next half an hour-ish, we are going to sip some booze and spit some just bullshit.
I'm still sipping this whiskey, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Good. Keep sipping, baby.
I'm just drunk.
Of course, we'll be sipping and spitting in the direction of Tom Supervolcano Crafts.
Thank you. 2 things.
What are you doing?
First off, shout out to Aristotle for helping us this whole time.
Yeah! Thank you, Aristotle.
Aristotle,
making the magic happen.
Starburns Audio.
Helping
That's
us.
Where we are. In our comfy chair. We are so comfy. I've literally been in my socks this whole time.
Me too.
He's been doing awesome.
He really has.
He's been helping us clean up.
Also, he's vegan and doesn't drink and has been totally sober this whole time.
He drinks. And, I thought you were drinking.
Well, he hasn't been. You've had 2 drinks? You've had significantly less drinks than us.
Yes, thank you.
Right? And it's
second thing.
What's the second thing?
It's Alex's last show.
I hate that.
It was my last
but I had to
official
say
show. Thank you, Tom.
What are you eating?
Skittles. It's my last show. I gotta go out with a bang.
She's gonna pig out this last show. Just eat all the food.
Alex, why are you leaving us?
I know, it's weird.
This is weird. This is really sad.
Oh.
I'm gonna go home and probably cry tonight. Not
Tom.
I'm too drunk to really process it.
You're gonna stub
like
your toe and then be just like,
yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, I'm really
I
sad. Alex, I don't want you to leave. And I'm excited for Maude. I love Maude.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah,
Alex, what am I gonna do?
I know
you made me laugh.
I
know Allison's funny, Maude's funny, you're funny. I'm just saying, I'm gonna miss you making me laugh.
Alex, there's just a certain
this is not
thing
cool.
We have.
I agree.
Oh my gosh, you're spitting your beer out. Tom.
How did that go?
That's the second time
easy.
This drunk
too easy.
I spat my beer out.
Oh my
sorry,
God.
Sorry, I spit all over your set.
I know, Alex
sorry,
is just leaving us and it's terrible.
I mean, it's terrible.
It's the worst.
But I feel like a phoenix from the ashes.
No, I don't agree with anything you're about to say.
Wait, are you burning?
Then you guys will rise.
Listen, I don't disagree that the combination of me and Maude and Tom is going to make something awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It will be different.
I 100% agree that is the right way to go, and I think it's going to be an awesome combo, but it doesn't change the fact that you and I came up with this idea in a fancy Starbucks across from Anderson Silva.
That is all of those
4
are true
years
stat
ago,
facts. Those are true.
It's a very
facts.
Important
a
stuff
over
to
4
know.
Years ago.
That is
Starbucks across from Anderson Silva.
Yeah, and and now it's over.
It's ending.
And now the time is near.
Are we singing Queen? Is that what this is? This is Queen, right?
We haven't found the final curtain.
It's Queen.
It's more
it's
depressing
queen,
because
queen.
It's the holidays. That's why it's more depressing that Alex is leaving us.
Oh, interesting. It's like I'm leaving
it's
to you
because it's
the
end of the
holidays.
Year and it's the Christmas season.
Also, why
us?
Am I still drinking straight whiskey?
Because it's Drunksmith. Allison!
Who poured you the straight whiskey, by the way?
You did.
Yeah,
Tom.
Last episode.
Yeah,
you could have
No, I'm still sipping it. It's the worst.
It's
give it to me.
The worst
I'll
or the best. I think it's the
you're
best.
Gonna sip my
no,
gonna
I'll
my
down
straight
it.
Whiskey.
Give it to me. Pant.
Here, give this to Tom.
Allison's had plenty.
Have.
That all right, well, we do have one last gift from my best friend back home. We can open it now or go into
let's open it. No,
okay.
Let's open
no,
their
so
gift
I'm really
from
interesting.
Your best friend back home.
Yeah, I'm really interested about this. So okay. Explain
but
to us what happened.
You just downed that whiskey like it was nothing. Meanwhile, I've been sipping it, and I'm like, I'm going to die.
You
that's
would.
Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you met Tom?
No, let's see the gift from your best friend.
Okay, so this is my best friend, Ben.
Okay.
From back home. I am the godfather to his daughter, Sophia.
Sweet.
She's the best
that's so
goddaughter
sweet.
Ever, and I love her.
Well, she's probably your only goddaughter ever.
She's my only goddaughter. So Ben wrote me a text saying this, Hello, Alex, Allison, and Tom.
Aww.
A.K.A. Franco. He calls me Franco after Franco Colombo, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friend. Okay, long time listener. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
Long time listener, first time mailer. I have to admit, I only started listening because Tom is my best friend, but I was pleasantly surprised to hear how great the show is.
Oh, we are great.
I could tell early on you were good people when I learned of our mutual appreciation for Kinder Surprise Eggs.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I haven't heard you talk about them recently, so I figured you needed a reminder of how great they are. Which brings me to your Drunksmith presents. Smiley face.
Wait.
He texted me a smiley face like Alex says.
Wait, but amazing. That presents are envelopes. There's some Kinder eggs
each
in there.
Each of you gets an egg from Poland, stolen from my daughter, Tom's goddaughter, and a specially selected super cool Kinder toy from back in the day when they were less concerned with kids choking. They're pretty great and give you a chance to bring in some science. He got the.
Sure.
He listens.
Yeah, I like question mark. He must listen.
Hope you enjoy them. Thanks for taking good care of Tom.
Wait, I don't understand because they're envelopes.
Okay, so Ben gave some envelopes. So Ben gave me some Kinder eggs when I was back in Boston at Thanksgiving.
Oh, he gave you to them. Like,
and then you ate the Kinder eggs?
No. I left them on my nightstand. I forgot.
Tom, you're the worst.
I rushed to get out of my house.
Amazing.
To get in the car. So I forgot to pack the Kinder eggs, Ben.
You're the fucking worst.
So the Kinder eggs are here with you.
No, they're in
Boston. The United States. No, but in L.A.
No, the Kinder eggs are back home in Boston.
Oh, you're literally the worst.
Ben, my brother opened them, Ben. He took pictures of the
toys. You're literally the worst.
But Ben gave each of us an envelope to open. Allison, that's for you.
Yep.
But there's no fucking Kinder egg involved
in
this.
No, but this is going to be good.
I'm sorry.
Am I number two? Does number one have to open?
I'm
number one.
Corner.
So this is
so you open
bands.
First.
I thought I Ben like... might... Oh, it's a Kinder toy. He said there's actually separate Kinder toys
to put
together.
No, but this is from the original. From
there's no...
The
oh, probably,
days.
Yeah.
There's no...
So these ones are even better.
There's no...
No, this is...
No, it's just...
That was the note. The email, the text. So these are just the
That's
original
amazing.
Toys to put together.
I love it. Because
he knows that Allison likes to put stuff together.
I have sort of a gay Santa. Maybe it's Da Vinci. I don't know.
I have a...
Mine's
I
like
love
a
him.
Little scooter thing. I'm going to put it together
Mine's
now.
A scooter thing, too.
Mine
it's
might
pretty
be a
awesome.
Scooter thing. Do you have
ben,
gay
I'm
Da Vinci?
Sorry. What?
If mine looks like a little like gay Da Vinci.
What do you
mean gay Da Vinci?
What is the label of
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It just looks...
Couldn't it just be
Why is he gay?
He looks like a Tom of Finland Santa.
He just means like a sexual Santa. Or
oh, well, I thought he didn't have pants. That's why. I was like, he's got no pants.
So why does that make him gay?
He,
could just make him
he looks like a Tom of Finland.
What do you mean a Tom of Finland?
Tom of Finland is the prolific gay artist from the 70s and the
80s. I don't know what
really?
You're talking
That's
about.
A thing? That's a guy?
I went to Tom of Finland's house.
I literally never heard
and
that
And it was
before.
The gayest and most amazing moments of my life.
I can't open my
toy. It is. You're right, though. It is like, look at the way they made this thing. It is very Van Gogh-y or whatever you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, Da Vinci.
Da Vinci,
I can't
thank
open
you.
Mine. Mine's too tough.
All right. Well, you're too drunk. Put it
Yeah,
down.
You can't put it together. There's too many small parts.
No, I can put it together.
There's too many small parts.
Alex, just open it.
I think keeping it in the bag's good.
I can put it together. I just can't open the bag.
It is pretty. These are pretty cool little toys.
I'm excited.
Thank you, Ben. And
thank
I love
Ben.
My goddaughter. She's
oh,
the
I can open it. There
kid
we go.
Ever.
Well, thank you, Ben. And thank you for
Sophia.
Lending us Tom. And thank you, Sophia, for helping out eating the Kinder eggs that Ben left.
Eating
that
out of
well, my
the
brother
Kinder
ate the Kinder eggs.
Jesus Christ!
We
what
took
is
them
wrong
from
with
Sophia.
You?
What?
What?
I was like, "What did Allison just say?"
You
guys,
said
I'm not going to lie to you.
Out the Kinder eggs.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You heard that.
That's okay. Exactly what you
guys,
said.
Guys, I'm going to apologize right now because I've been eating so much crazy shit, and now we
you're
don't have
gassy.
A full guest. I just farted really bad.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I knew it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's all right. It'll be fine. Everybody will be fine. But it's been a weird last day. I mean, Chicago style hot dogs.
If you're going to go out,
I'm going out. I'm going out. I'm just leaving my mark on the studio.
Jesus, Alex.
Is literally
Wait,
what
I've
it
already
is.
Lost my instructions
all right, so guys,
for putting this thing together.
This is why I said don't put it together with a thing. Okay, here we go. Hi. Guys.
What do we got? Emails or stories?
We're going to have an email and then we're going to talk about it.
Hold on, I feel like...
We are. Well, take your time.
I'm kind of glad now that my nose is
Where
a little stuffy, Alex.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
My favorite part of the year and the holidays is seeing Allison get this messed up.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
Sure.
Happy Drunksmas, gang.
Yes. Hey, happy Drunksmas.
Hey, gang, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, Japan Brian.
Hi, Allison. New.
Oh.
Maybe. Japan Brian.
Yeah!
Hey! I love that I was like, no. And then I was like, wait, yes. Hello, surprise guest, whoever you may be. Nobody. It's Aristotle.
Yeah.
Aristotle.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
No real story to share this year. I hope 2018 treated you all well and had a few surprises that resulted in a cross-country move for work, but overall it was a good year.
Oh, yeah, on that totally note, Japan, Brian. Right.
On that note,
yeah.
I am curious to hear how your New Year's words worked out for you. Uh-oh. I think Alex's was execute.
Yes.
And Allison's was create. Also, may I suggest a word for 2019, intrinsic, as in the intrinsic value of something, finding joy, motivation, etc., from an internal source rather than an external gratification.
Intrinsic value, yeah.
I think that will be my word for 2019. I hope your drunksmith's joy full of carbs, Legos, and alcohol, obviously. Your friend, Japan Brian. So...
Japan Brian!
I figured on the first...
You dressed up as Super Volcano for...
Yeah.
Comic-Con 2 years ago. Yeah.
I figured on the first episode of 2019.
That's what this episode is.
That is what this episode is.
Happy New Year.
I thought we would check in and say, hey, Allison.
Hey.
How was your word create in 2018?
I don't... that's so tough.
did it work
this
or not?
Why, yeah, this is why we're here.
I know.
Did you create or not create?
Well... I don't think I created in the way I wanted to create.
What way did you mean literally last year or this time?
I feel like I wanted to create like something truly unique and from ground zero, and I didn't do that.
Okay. You mean like maybe a show, maybe a song, maybe a play, maybe
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. And so maybe that's something to pull into 2019. But that being said, I feel like I had opportunities in 2018 that I wasn't expecting to have in 2019, which sort of deferred me from doing what I was planning on doing. Does that make sense?
It does. What do you think was your biggest blocker from creating those things?
I hate to say that it's a blocker, but it's just like work. Like jobs came up that I wasn't expecting to get. Like, there were plenty of jobs that took me to New York this year that I did not think were coming my way.
Yeah.
Or, like, just last minute job. Like, the kind of jobs that come up your way, which you can't be angry about because it's so great to get any sort of job. But they're just the jobs you don't expect.
Mm.
And so those are the jobs. Like, it's like I plan on creating when I don't think anything's coming my way.
But does
that make sense?
It does. But what I would say is, maybe by starting the process of creating, more things will come your way. Because that's what I've found.
Right. And you sort of hope that that's the reason. But you can't... But even if that was my intention...
Mm.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You are 100%
drinking. Why do you guys make me laugh when I'm drinking?
No, here? I looked over at Tom to see if he was what he was doing. And he was drinking. And I was like, oh, you're drinking. Great.
Then Allison asked.
Yeah, because you were like laughing at Tom, which made me feel like
I look funny when I drink a beer.
I wasn't looking at you. I was looking at Alex.
Yeah.
I know. And he was looking at me because I look. All right, whatever. Yeah.
So you felt like it was because so many new opportunities that you weren't expecting came your way, it sort of got in the way
of
just creating your own stuff.
Yes.
Interesting. So you're
also still trying to find the thing with the Kinder Egg, and I can't find the thing.
You're just looking
Allison lost her.
Well, the more you look, the more you lose. That's how hands work.
The more you look, the more you lose.
The more you lose.
The more you know.
Okay.
Well, thanks for asking. So, execute.
Yeah.
I think it was good. It was interesting.
You had a good year.
I did have a good year, but I think it's interesting because the things that I was thinking I was going to be executing on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a realization because I tried really hard to execute on this one project.
Yep. Okay.
And I think
what was the one project?
To the point it was a cryptocurrency collectible game.
With the dragons.
Dude,
with the dragons.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I got really far down. Like, it was really good, and I got really far down, and I talked so much more to people that I got really outside my comfort zone and did a lot of work, like put in a lot of legwork.
Outside your comfort zone?
Yeah, because like I don't
like
to ask
people. You're comfortable in anything.
Well, I mean, but
you're
I don't
like
to.
A social fun guy.
I am. But like I did, I like pitched VC people and like talked to people to invest.
Yeah,
and
you did do a lot with that.
Yeah, and I'm not. It's not. That's not my superpower. Like my superpower is to convince people that the idea is good, but I've never really been successful in like actually raising money from somebody.
Mm. Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but I've been able to do a bunch of shit without that, without raising money, technically. So, and then I just got to this point where I was like, I was really, and I kept saying like, this is my word is execute. I'm going, I'm moving on this thing. I'm fucking making this thing happen. And then it literally got to a point where I had to make a decision that got me really uncomfortable.
Oh, what was that?
Well, it was like a financial decision. Basically, it was like, am I going to be the one who puts myself on the line financially for this project? And it wasn't like, oh, well, I'll just put some money in and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. I've done a lot of projects like that. I mean, every short film I've ever made, it was like, I guess I'll spend a bunch of money and never see it back again, right?
Yeah.
It was sort of bigger than that. It was to a point where it was like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. It would put me in a weird situation. And if it didn't work, I would be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I had this moment where I was like, I think I'm just doing this stubbornly.
Oh, that's
like, I'm just saying, I said I was going to execute this. And screw
feel
everything
like you have
else.
To do it right, yeah, no matter what.
And so I just went.
I mean, it was sort of the point of this past year.
Well, the point of this past year was definitely to not, as I said, I think last year, the reason why I said execute was because I would always sort of go with the flow on ideas, and like if it sort of happened naturally, then I would let it happen, and if it wasn't, if I felt any kind of resistance, I would just stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I pushed through that resistance for fucking sure, way farther than I ever thought I would.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I got to basically a place where it was like a cliff, and it was like, is this really the thing, or is it just because I'm saying execute? You know what I mean? It's like,
don't
just say execute and then shoot yourself in the face. So I stopped, and then from that, I think just that sort of energy that I was giving off and like trying to really make things happen and work, and I started working a lot with the guy who, my buddy who started Caffeine, and I was sort of talking to him about it and really started.
Which is what's tearing you away from us.
Well, technically not. I mean, but from that came this new development job that was like, so I think it, there is a line back to the 2018 word to the stuff that I am currently doing now, which is very exciting.
I get that.
So it didn't end up doing it the thing that I thought it would do, but I think because of that word, I got farther along than I thought I would be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Allison's going to put together what
the
Ben
really
Man.
Trying to put together this kid.
Thank you, Ben,
joy.
Again.
For, yes, for
Allison's
sure.
Because Allison is actually trying to put that together.
And
we're
we'll
taking
be
a
back.
Break. We'll be right back. Let's do this thing. We're back, ladies.
I'm together.
You got it.
I don't know what I'm building, but I'm definitely building something with this Kinder Egg.
I love Allison focusing on other things.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's drunk Allison focusing on
drunk
other things.
Allison and Alex's last show. This is really
depressing.
I'm sorry, it's depressing to think about,
I
and
it,
I don't
want
to talk about it, but I'm talking about it.
Hey, so what are your goals in 2019, sir?
Yeah, Tom.
To just, don't put me in the spot. I don't
you
know.
Put me,
what am I going to do?
What did he put you on you the spot? What? You knew this question was coming.
I honestly, I just wanted to just coast.
Yeah, I hear you.
You just want to coast?
Man. Coast through life.
Yeah, he's a coaster.
I just want to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Some success. That's all I want to do.
And then coast.
And also.
Do you have a burning desire of a thing to create? Because you're a writer and you've created a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
No, okay.
But do you have a thing that you're like, this is the thing, if only I could.
Well, I do. I have a bunch of those. But I do have some things in development with some networks.
Yeah.
So those things are happening. And
that's
good. I'm hoping. Hoping?
You are hoping. You're hoping your heart.
Love that love that term.
They follow through. But so if those happen this year, which should be happening, hopefully, two big things, actually. I'll have a lot to talk about next Drunksmas.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But so, yes, it's going to be a good year.
Interesting.
I'll talk about it next year.
I did it. I did it. I'll be on Drunksmas.
I mean, will you?
What? Won't I?
I don't know.
Actually,
you guys not inviting me?
I'm inviting you.
Thank you. Tom's inviting me, Allison.
All right, fine.
I just don't like that you're leaving. This is.
I know.
It's so
fucking
this is,
weird.
Allison
is not focused on that.
We need to talk about Alex.
I know.
Wait,
Alex,
together?
Why? Yeah, what? Like, why?
What
I mean,
do you mean
I
why?
Get,
we,
I get
we
why.
We know why.
Like I told
All right, you know what? Okay. Let's not talk about it, Alex, because it's too depressing. Let's do a story or an email.
Let's do a story. All right, here's this is a great story. You ready for this? I mean, it's not great. It's just one of those things that you're just like, really? This is if there's ever a classic, if there's ever a classic a half hour happy hour story, this is it.
What is it?
Anti-plastic authors anger at booked wrapped in plastic.
Book wrapped in plastic.
So guy writes a book about how we need to reduce the plastic intake in the United States and the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the publisher decides to shrink wrap that book.
I mean, that does sound pretty fucked up.
That's amazing. I love it.
He was like, who the fuck made this choice? Like the title of the book. Let me see if I can find the title of the book, because I was like, it's like,
it's
how do you
don't
not
shrink wrap books?
Yeah, it's literally it's a book about how to reduce plastic waste. In
why would you shrink wrap a book in the first place? It doesn't need to be like preserved.
Yeah, that does seem really weird.
It's not gonna. It doesn't have like a Best Buy date.
Well,
yeah,
I, you know,
yeah, like it doesn't. Need
well, it
that.
Might.
It's not
it might
expire.
Be like. For
you're
shipping,
ingesting it.
You know what
for
I mean?
For shipping?
I don't know. Tom, you're asking so many questions that are good. Good questions.
It's your story.
It's my story, and I don't. I was, but so it, I guess it was the distributor, not the publisher. So the publisher, Penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that that publisher.
Yeah, very big.
You've heard of that Penguin?
That's
that
Penguin.
I've heard of that Penguin.
That Penguin's a famous Penguin.
Yeah.
That's the non-flying Penguin that prints books. Oh yeah, we know him. Mr. Penguin. So Mr. Penguin, the publisher, sends it to his distributor. The distributor is just going through the rote, like, oh, okay, and then this. It's this many pages. It's this kind of thing. We should shrink wrap them. Shrink and fuck.
Yes.
Shrink wrap
them? Shrink wrap them.
Shrink wrap them.
Give me some shrimps
and doesn't
and wrap
read the title of the book that's like, don't shrink wrap books?
Yeah, the title of the book is like, doesn't plastic suck? A story.
Does a plastic suck?
Ain't that a
shit? Ain't that? Yeah.
So then the guy reaches out to Penguin and was like, "God, the fuck?" And Penguin was like, "Well, that wasn't us." And he's like, "Well, it sure as fuck wasn't me."
The author didn't just shrink wrap every book on
the
shelf.
I was like, "Well, who the fuck? Who's?" It's not a me problem. It's a you problem. So then they called the distributor.
Well, but like,
kind of
good
like,
to know that
the
author stands by what the author is putting on.
For
right?
sure, yeah. It wasn't like the guy's like, I wrote a book about anti-plastics in the world because
money
I wanted to make money.
Who gives a fuck if it's wrapped in plastic?
My God, this is so great. Here, throws plastic in the garbage or at a penguin.
We're at a penguin.
Yeah. So that, to me, was like the epitome of a half-hour happy hour
story.
Have you guys seen the video of the penguins discovering like a hidden camera? Like a hidden...
No.
Oh,
I want
gosh.
To.
Yeah, it was like the penguins discovering it was like a hidden camera for some sort of documentary show.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, hi. And like penguins walked up on this camera.
Oh,
and
hi,
then they,
penguins.
Just,
they talk.
They just sort of stare down at it and they're like, I'm sorry, what is this? Is it, what's happening right here? What's going on? And it's just penguins, ow, looking at a camera. I'm still trying to put together this fucking
You don't make it
sound
as interesting as I thought the story was going to be.
How is Da Vinci's motorcycle
it's
gone?
It's honestly like this should have been done 5 minutes ago, but I'm too drunk to actually figure out how it's supposed to go.
So you're just winging it?
That's
what I would want to see from you, Allison.
That is the best.
Should we? Oh, man.
We got any emails or anything?
I'll figure this out later.
We can do another email.
Do we want to? I can tell a story.
I'll tell a story.
Okay, hold on.
Allison, tell a story.
No, I threw them all in the ground.
Why would you do that?
Because she's drunk.
I am. I'm very drunk.
She's drunk and some hazelnut.
Have we done this yet? That a woman made a hilarious viral movie trailer when her boyfriend didn't text back and now she's getting job offers?
No. What?
This is amazing. So this woman who had dinner plans. She's 21. She
Classic.
She had dinner plans with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she texted him being like, what are the plans, basically?
Wait,
and
she had plans and
with
then
the boyfriend. Like,
got it.
Like dinner plans with the boyfriend. Like they set up and then she texted him being like, cool, what are we doing?
Got it. Okay.
And then boyfriend did not text back. And and in the few minutes, like it was no more than an hour that she had within when she texted him and got no response, but knew that they had plans.
Mm-hmm.
She created a trailer via iMovie that was like, where the fuck is George? and just this like super funny. It was just a funny thing, just to be like, where the fuck is George? And it's this whole. It looks like a Oh shit! What are those
movie trailers?
Well, yeah, but what are those Matt Damon movies where he's like,
oh, Bourne,
Jason Bourne.
It looks like
movies?
A Jason Bourne trailer, and she does all these things like zooms in on photos of him, and then photos of the two of them, and photos of her eyes, and like all this kind of shit, where she's like, "Where's George?" And it turns into this like whole thing. And it's only like it's not even a minute long.
Yeah.
And then she edits it all together and sends it to him just as a joke to be like, "Where the fuck is George?" And then George finally texts her back and was like, I was taking it. I fell asleep. I was taking a nap. I just woke up like an hour later.
Amazing.
But she put together a trailer.
Yes.
Just because he was
It wasn't because she was like freaking out. It was more just like, I think this is funny. Like, I texted you. You didn't text me back. I know we had plans, so I know you're not bailing on me. But like, let me just put together this funny thing and sends it to him. And then she was like, you know what? This trailer was really funny. I'm just going to post it online. And she just posted something. It was like, when your boyfriend doesn't text you back after 2 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And the fucking thing went viral because it's like an amazing trailer. It's actually a really good trailer for a movie.
I want to see the movie Where the Fuck is George?
Yeah. And she's getting hit up for... She's getting hit up for real jobs, like real editing jobs.
Really?
Yes, because she put this thing together. And she's like, I put it together on iMovie and I didn't realize I was that good at it. But it's all because like her boyfriend didn't text her back and she was just like, where the fuck are you?
See, kids, you don't know, you don't need to go to college for
to do anything.
Yeah.
Just do it on your iPhone.
Just do it.
You don't need to get any kind of training.
What's happening?
That my Siri on my watch was like, what was that question?
Did we just ask Siri a question?
As Siri does that all the time for me.
Really? Because
I'm left-handed, and so like you have to wear
right
it.
Hand.
You have to wear it on the right hand, which means that the crown, like when you move your hand up, it'll pop it, and then Siri will talk. And I'm like, "What are you doing, Siri?
Pop it, Siri!
It'll pop it, pop it, lock it, pop it."
Can you believe we've been here for now 10 hours?
No, we got here insane.
11 hours ago. We got here at 10 a.m. It's now 9.
Yeah, we got here at 10, so it's 11 hours.
It does almost seem like mildly insane. It doesn't seem like it's
and I have to be on an airplane in less than 12 hours. Thankfully, out of flying out of Burbank.
I actually have to be recording like a professional VO job in like a few hours.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Professional VO. This is a professional VO job.
How long have we been? How long have we been? Is this it? Should we?
Another few minutes. We can do another story or talk about Alex leaving us.
Allison, what do you want to do?
Yeah. Alex, how do you feel?
I mean, this
I mean, like I said, I think it's not going to hit me until like mid to late January.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about how it's been? Like, how have these few weeks been? I mean, a few weeks.
I was like, these weeks have been fine, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like the last couple weeks.
No, but I mean, like, how has it been? Like, how have you felt about how this has gone?
I mean, I think that, like anything, it's, you know, you sort of have to question. I mean, look, I had this, when I took the job in July, I was like, look, I think this is going to have to come to an end, you know, for me. And I don't know what that means. But also it was like, you know. Even when you back then were like, well, let's do it through Drunksmiths, I was like in my mind going, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that, right?
Oh, really?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're here through Drunksmiths. So do you feel like that was doable?
Yeah, but it.
I mean, we did it, so clearly
it
was doable.
Yeah, it was doable because we did it. But it's interesting because you just, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, where you're like, oh, okay, I guess we should like have to do this. But it also, it's like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like I the reason, you know, when I took the gig and I knew what it was going to entail, I was like, I don't see how I can realistically fit this in and give it the time and energy and effort that it's due. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess
so. It's like I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just sort of like half-assing it and like slapping shit together and like, oh god, and then I didn't want to like get down on it because it was like, fuck, now I gotta wake up in the morning and do the thing even though I've been busy all week because it's a bot, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't want that to happen,
right?
And then it's just like, oh, I can't do it anymore, like, oh, I'm mad at it, you know what I mean? It was like, it feels like it's going out I'm going out on a good note.
Yeah.
Oh, you know good what I mean? You do feel that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good.
And I'm super happy that Maude's coming because I feel like
there's gonna be it's a different tone.
Yeah, but also it's not me saying I can't do this and then you guys stop doing it as well.
Right.
Because that I wouldn't want. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then honestly, all the stuff, like it felt a little bit like the serendipity of like, Nerdist not doing audio podcasts anymore after so many years.
And
then it was like, well, what do we do? And then finding Starburns, and like, I was like, do they know that I'm leaving? And they were like, we love you, but we get it, and the show's great, and we want the show to continue. And so it feels like a good, like, there were a lot of things that the universe were laying in front of us that made me go, this is the right decision. This right. was the right decision. It was the right time. It felt, feels good.
So when Tom
that
and I
feels right.
So when Tom and I become huge fucking superstars with Maude, are you gonna feel minor regret or massive regret?
I will feel nothing but proud that I was some sort of part of helping it happen.
And where does our photo that I've given you for Christmas get hung on your wall?
That's a pretty
next
great
to
photo.
All the other photos.
Oh good.
But that's what's gonna make him sad every day when he looks at that photo and sees.
You
that
think
he's not
I didn't
anymore.
Think about that?
You manipulated me with your done pictures, didn't you, dear?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
aren't
it feels. But there's
miss
like
this every year.
Drunksmas is the best.
I am. It is. It's super fun. It's a great day.
Most wonderful time of the year.
But like, I will
it really
say.
Is.
Again, it's one of those things. It's like it was hard to schedule, and then it's like I literally have to get on a plane tomorrow morning and fly up to the Bay.
You
for
do,
my
but
job.
Like I'll be honest, like I told you guys, I woke up this morning and I had fucking nightmares about today.
Yeah,
I had legit nightmares about what was happening today, and now that we've gone through it, and I'm pleasantly drunk. I'm like,
that's pleasant.
Whatever. I mean, I understand.
Pleasant.
I actually have to be somewhere for a job tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning, but no part of me is like stressed about that. I'm like, it'll happen. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Drunksmas happened, and here we are, and we've done it.
Yeah,
and you don't feel sort of like a bit of pride about that?
I feel a lot of pride about that.
Okay,
for sure. You know,
do you feel emotional? Because I feel really emotional right now. I'm trying not to show it.
Why?
Oh,
show
Tom,
it,
Tom. That's sweet.
You don't want me to show it.
Why?
Tom's been drinking.
It gets dark.
So like, I'm
when
doing
I show
it.
My emotions.
I don't care.
I'm
going to
fucking
Tom.
Show these goddamn emotions.
I think that's great. I
no,
feel...
I think, honestly, I think
I'm
it's.
Trying, because I don't show emotions.
I get you.
That's
you're
dumb.
Irish.
You shut up.
Listen, Tom, you're going to have to show them during ladies' night because that's all we're going to do.
Oh, I'll show them. No, with Alex around, I don't show
them. Yeah, that's the thing. With ladies
my
around, he's
Alex.
Like, hey, you guys want to see some emotions? Hey, hey, zing, hey, bah, bing, bong, bing. And you're like, what are you talking about, Tom?
I feel like it hasn't actually hit
this
me either.
This is how I cry.
Wait, what?
This is how I cry. Hey, bing bong bing, bing bong bing.
That's how you cry?
I just love the idea that Tom is just like, hey, I show emotions. Hey, look at me, bing bong bing. We're like, what is wrong with you? And you're like, this is how I cry.
All the emotions.
Hey, bing bong bing. Oh, it's so great.
I would love to cry like that.
I don't know, Alex. Oh, I just think it's weird. And I you know, I asked this of you when we recorded the last episode at your garage, but I was still like, can we just have dinner once a month? Because
for sure.
I mean, legitimate.
I'm not dying.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not even moving.
By the way, it wasn't like I thought you would say no to that, but there is something weird about the fact that for the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, we saw each other almost
every week.
Yeah,
you're a human being that I have spoken to almost every week.
Yeah.
And there's something weird that's ending.
Yeah.
That's very weird because I have some friends that I see like once every 2-3 weeks. But I saw you guys every week.
Yeah, unless we had like something where we had to skip and do two. But by the way, that was very rare.
Yeah,
it was.
That was very rare. I mean, we did that maybe
four times. With Tom, when Tom like sort of called me out, he was like, you were going to mean to me at the beginning. And I was like,
You were super mean to me at the beginning.
But I was like, I wasn't mean at you.
You're in the ass and like.
No, but if you thought about it, my approach to Tom hasn't changed. It's
she's
just
still very mean.
Tom knows Allison now.
My point is that Tom gets who I am now.
Yeah.
And if you get who I am, you understand that it's not that I'm being mean.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until Tom said that to me when I went, shit, it didn't even occur to me that someone would think that I was being mean to them.
Yeah.
Because I just sort of assume when someone meets me, they understand that this is like, I just sort of, if you're accepted into the group, if you're accepted into the inner circle of Allison Hayslip, this is the behavior towards you.
Yeah.
And Tom didn't get that, as Tom shouldn't have gotten that, because there was no explanation, there was no initiation.
I saw you being nice to everybody else.
Well, right, but those were people who had already been who had already gone through.
You've been nice to me for a long time,
right?
Now, so I appreciate
but
that.
Because you've gone through the steps, is what I mean. And the
you've been
and
through
the people,
initiation,
right? Right. I was and hazed
the,
by
and the people
I was
you
hazed,
saw me
slipped.
What?
The people you saw me being nice to already went through those steps. You were someone.
Allison tests everybody by being.
But no. My point is with you is I didn't even put you through the steps. That's my point.
Lucky.
It's like
I got
you
very
were
lucky.
Right.
You skipped the steps.
You were just brought in via Alex, and I was like, okay, Thomas.
That is true. I met Thomas, you like the day before the podcast.
But that's what I mean. It's like Tom was just, okay, Alex brought him in. He's just part of the inner circle.
Gotcha.
And so I just treated you like part of the inner circle, and it didn't even occur to me until you called me out on it that I went, oh shit, I guess
I
if someone doesn't
Which,
understand.
Good for you for saying, you know what I mean?
No, he did, but it didn't even occur
Not
to me.
Not in
like,
a mean way. I was like, no, I told your friends. I was like, hey.
I get it, but I was like, if someone isn't aware that they've been brought into the inner circle, and I'm already treating them the way that they like they are in the inner circle, they might not understand that like Tom did, and he just thought I was being mean to him, which was not even remotely close to the
I
truth.
Did.
Tom was the inner circle, so it was like I gave him fucking shit because Tom was the inner circle, and I loved him. Like it was just, you know, Tom was brought in and instantly was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? Well. And that's what's sort of weird, like, saying goodbye to you is because you were someone who's so inner circle.
Yeah.
And not that Maude isn't. And I'm very excited that Maude is coming
but
up.
We've been doing this for 4 years.
We've been doing this for 4 years with Alex. And I truly do think that Maude is the only person we could have brought on to.
Yeah, when because well, we
to
were
quote,
talking
unquote,
about
replace
it.
You, but at the same time, not be a replacement for Alex Albrecht. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Because that was always going to be really hard. Because when we talked about it at first, it was like, well, do we try to find a replacement? And we were all just like, well,
it was
that,
like,
that
do we find
happen.
A new Alex?
Yeah.
And there
yeah,
was
yeah,
no,
yeah.
There
That's
was
what, yeah,
no
yeah,
that.
Yeah. yeah.
There was no finding a new Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, how do we continue the vibe and the mission
the
of the show, the soul of the show,
yeah.
but not just quote unquote replace Alex. And I think that's what Maude brings to
for
the
sure.
show.
Oh yeah.
She brings it in her own way and her own vibe. And it's not just like, we're just replacing Alex. It's like, we're bringing on someone who's going to bring on a new tone and a new voice, but at the same time, stay true to what the half hour happy hour is all about.
Yeah. yeah. A half an hour of being idiots.
Yes.
That's all we needed.
For the, public's,
needed. Replace
for the public's greater good.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. It's like...
Well,
it's
shall
weird.
We close it?
I don't want to ever close this.
Well, we have to close it.
No.
She's got work. I got work.
No.
Tom, you got to do
stuff.
We're
going to podcast this episode for the next 2 weeks straight. I don't care what Aristotle says.
This is the last episode.
Don't turn off that machine that you use.
Did we already did the break for this episode? Shit.
We're 37 minutes in, Alex.
I am so drunk.
I am so drunk.
And sorry.
DRNK.
Alex.
Nice Simpsons reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
You're welcome, Hayslip.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Alex.
Well, it's not, I'm not going to not see you.
We're going to say goodbye now because we have to go.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't want to.
It's all right, drunk slip.
Drunk and I'm sad.
Oh, Slippy. Oh. It's all good.
This does kind of suck.
I'm actually legitimately crying. Like, I always joke about like how I'm going to cry on drunk slips, but I'm actually crying right now.
Aww.
I don't want to end it. Okay. All right. Here we are. If you guys want to email us, and I'm sure you do because Alex is leaving or has... Left at this point.
Amazing.
I get it. We're having separation anxiety. Email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. None of that is changing. You can still follow us at halfhourhappyhr.
Yeah, I gave everybody the passwords.
You did. We're going to figure out a new logo. Alex won't be on it anymore. Oh.
You could leave my face on it. I'll allow that.
Oh, it's just different. I didn't think I was going to cry.
This is why we got her really drunk, was so that she would force her to cry.
I'm going to cry when I get home. Alice, I'm going to do it like a man.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry when I get
I'm
home.
I'm going to sit in an empty bathtub like a man.
Cry about Alex.
And cry into my iPhone.
I legitimately did not think I was going to be like
this. Oh, that's sweet, Slip.
All right.
You guys have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
We're still going to be friends.
Well, I'm just saying, that's why you're crying.
I know it is, because it's like we started this because we just wanted to work together.
Yeah. And we did for 4.5 years.
I know.
And it was amazing and glorious and fun.
Okay. That's it for day 12 of the 12 days of Drunksmith.
It was a doozy.
It was brought to you by the half hour happy hour with Allison and Alex, which is the last time I'll ever be saying that.
You will probably still say that every once in a while.
I probably will, but not on purpose. And I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate everybody's support and all the fun stuff. And you guys are going to have a great time without me. Even okay. though that
so,
is going to be lame.
It will be.
Yeah. We'll miss
and
you, sitting
man.
In with
we
us as always,
you.
The man yeah. of the hour, every half hour, Tom Super Volcano Kryevsky.
Dude, we're going to yeah. miss you, man.
Hey,
cheers
thanks
to
for
Alex
doing
Alex
it.
Albrecht.
Cheers.
Cheers to
the
Alex.
Man of the podcast.
The man of the half hour.
We're going to miss your hair.
I know.
Your garage.
The smell of my garage.
The garage.
Monty.
My mutt.
Your dog.
Oh,
your
Monty
little dog.
The dog. Your wife, dog. Heather.
My wife, Heather. Yeah, you guys don't see her.
We're
going to
miss
the
happy.
Heather? Do I know?
I don't think so.
We're going to miss the happy hour.
It'll be fun.
Thank you for being
all right,
a
guys.
Part of it.
Enjoy 2019 with a gusto.
All right. Bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
It's a good show!